This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Why aren't we playing? Why aren't we playing, indeed? Oh, that might be doing it. Let's try that again.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I want everybody to know that I'm out there right now. Right? Okay. Total transparency here. I live in a house that I rent. I'm going to shoot a video about this. It's an interesting story how I just ended up being here in the first place. But I live in a house that I rent. And this house has mold in it. It probably needs to be torn down, if not remediated at the very least. And a lot of times when you hear something that is a rebroadcast, that's because I have gotten so congested, so stopped up from being here and inhaling that. And listen, when you're a person, when you're a person that has a semi-compromised state of lungs like I do, because, you know, open heart surgery, ex-smoker, asthmatic, do the math. So now I hit the inhaler a lot to try to break everything up. And if you hear me with the busy throat, that's because I had to hit the inhaler in order just to be able to be here. But I am working on moving, and I was just looking around here in the studio. And the studio is small, and I was looking at a couple of houses today, and studio could get bigger. And it'd probably sound better, too. I could do a little soundproofing in it. It'd be sort of nice. So if all of a sudden, just out of the blue, I vanish for maybe 2 or 3 days, that'll be because I'm moving. But I'll be here. I'll be back. And I'm not even trying to sound like Arnold. Right now, here in America, we are divided into two very hostile camps. And it's almost like we're back in 1860, on the eve of the Civil War, rather than 2018, which is the greatest age of affluence, leisure, and freedom in the history of civilization. The ancient Greek historians referred to the civil discord that tore them apart in the 5th century as stasis. They saw stasis as a bitter civil war between the revolutionary masses and the traditionalist middle and upper classes. Something like that's now hitting us. Americans increasingly are either proud of past U.S. traditions, ongoing reform, and current American exceptionalism, or they insist that the country was hopelessly flawed at its birth and must be radically reinvented to rectify its original sins. And now everything is politicized. No sphere in life is immune from the subsequent politicization. Not movies, television, professional sports, late-night comedy, or colleges. Even hurricanes have become leveraged to advance a political agenda. Why are we turning these differences into these bitter hatreds, and why are we doing it now? The internet and social media often descend into an electronic lynch mob. In a nanosecond, an insignificant local news story goes viral. Immediately, hundreds of millions of people use it to drum up the evils or virtues of either progressivism or conservatism. Anonymity is a force multiplier of these tensions. Fake online identities provide cover for ever greater extremism on the logic that no one is ever called to account for his or her words. Speed is also the enemy of common sense and restraint. Millions of bloggers rush to be the first to post their take on a news event without much worry about whether it soon becomes a fake news moment or unsubstantiated gossip and fiction. Globalization has both enriched and impoverished and also further divided America. Those whose muscular labor could be outsourced abroad to less expensive, less regulated countries were liable to lose their jobs or find their wages slashed. And they were written off as losers. Americans whose professional expertise profited from the vast new world markets became even richer and preened as winners. Geography, history's intensifier of civil strife, further fueled the growing economic and cultural divide. Americans are increasingly self-selecting as red and blue states. The leftists gravitate to the urban coastal corridor communities of hip culture, progressive lifestyles, and lots of government services. Conservatives increasingly move to the lower tax, smaller government, and more traditional heartland. Lifestyles in San Francisco and Toledo are so different that it's almost as if they're on two different planets. Legal, diverse, meritocratic, and measured immigration has always been a great strength of America. Assimilation, integration, and intermarriage within the melting pot used to turn new arrivals into grateful Americans in a generation or two. But when immigration is illegal, not diverse and massive, then balkanization follows. Currently, we host 60 million non-natives, the largest number of immigrants in America's history. Unlike our past, we often do not ask new immigrants to learn English now and assimilate as quickly as possible. Immigration is politicized. Newcomers are seen as potentially useful voting blocks. Now it's tribalism. That's the new American norm. Gender, sexual orientation, religion, race, and ethnicity are now essential, not incidental to who we are. Americans scramble to divide into victimized blocks. Hyphenated, newly accented names serve as advertisements that particular groups have unique affiliations beyond their shared Americanism. We're often the target of unrealistic criticism as if it's suddenly toxic because it is not perfect. You appreciate that the far worse alternatives abroad are rife with racism, sexism, and civil strife. Our last few elections have added to the growing abyss. The old Democratic Party of Kennedy and Clinton is now trending into a radical Democratic Socialist Party. And the old Republican Party is mostly gone, replaced by Tea Party movements and the new Donald Trump base. Except for those, you know, rhinos. Former President Obama came into office from Congress from the most left-wing voting record in the Senate. Trump was elected as the first president without either prior military or political experience. Obama issued dozens of controversial pen and phone executive orders bypassing Congress, and Trump is systematically overturning them, doing so with similar executive orders. Will we keep dividing? Are we going to resort to open violence as happened in 1861? Are we going to reunite and figure out how to bind these wounds as we did following the upheavals of the 1930s or after the protests of the 1960s? And the answer lies within us, not the government. Every day we will either treat each other as fellow Americans with far more uniting than dividing us, or we will continue on the present path that eventually ends in something like a hate-filled Iraq, Rwanda, or the Balkans. Not really any in-between left. Not really. Something to chew on. Something to consider. It's sort of a sad moment in a lot of ways. Sort of a sad moment when you sit there and you take that in and you think about it. No middle ground. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by, and set that up, Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. One tighter groups?
Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, I saw a surprise coming in from Texas where you don't mess with them. A Republican won an upset victory Tuesday night in the runoff for a Texas state Senate seat that had been held by the Democrats for more than a decade. Pete Flores, a conservative former leader of the state Parks and Wildlife Department's Law Enforcement Division, won a surprise over Democrat Pete Gallego. So much for the blue wave, the unstoppable blue wave. The Democrats are losing seats that they thought were gimmies. And here's some more good news for Republicans from Texas. Incumbent Republican Ted Cruz has opened a 9-point lead in his high-profile U.S. Senate race against Democrat Beto O'Rourke, according to a poll released Tuesday. Survey of 807 likely voters by Quinnipiac. And listen, I don't give that poll any more credence than I give any poll. You don't know till the election's over. But I'm just, you know. They show him with a lead of 54 to 45 over O'Rourke. Nothing like a little mobilization for the voters after a Beto scare. And Ted did that. Now he's looking at 9 points. Then, coming out of California with a K. California's two candidates for governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom and the Republican John Cox, will debate live in studio at KQED's Forum program at 10 a.m. on October the 8th, the first time they've shared a stage since before the June primary. Up until then, Newsom has not wanted to be in any form of debate, which is a form of arrogance commonly seen in frontrunners with, you know, insurmountable leads. Maybe he noticed how Cox was keeping up with him on the polls. And how well turning his nose up at the debate worked out for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's long incumbent opponent in New York. New York Representative Joseph Crowley famously refused to debate Ocasio-Cortez, which in light of her stupid post-victory statement since might have been an easy takedown. And the bottom line, Newsom is on his heels right now. So despite this barrage of promising pow, pow, pow news for Republicans, the press is still in blue waveville, calling a rout for the Republicans. And they say it's going to happen in the upcoming midterms. And look at what Axios' Mike Allen ran as his top three news picks for today, complete with a GIF graphic portraying a GOP elephant dripping a flood of tears. Number one, big thing. Republicans are privately worried. Number two, game change. Dems use tax cut against GOP. Number three, exclusive poll. Majority believe Woodward anonymous. Does that sound like a world where Ted Cruz can get up 9 points in the polls? Or the GOP snatched a blue state house safe seat from the Democrats and California's Gavin Newsom is clearly reeling against the GOP's John Cox on the governor's race? I wonder about that. Now, there was the doom and gloom GOP internal poll that Rick Moran wrote about yesterday, and it does underscore the hard contest these midterms could be for the Republicans. But polls, as Jack Heldner points out today, have been notoriously wrong in the age of Trump. Somebody besides me notice that? Finally. What I'm sensing right now, though, is some crazy overconfidence by the Democrats. Slightly redolent of 2016, back when the Democrats were convinced that presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had it in the bag and woke up to the mother of all hangovers when Trump won the election. Two things are operative, and they are worth noting. Mobilization matters. As Silvio Canto notes on the blog that was written about that particular topic, the heavy surge of effort to back Ted Cruz against his Democratic opponent, Beto O'Rourke, seems to be now paying off, and as Rick noted in his piece, complacency is actually the GOP's biggest enemy, gun owners. And the flip side is that we're seeing evidence of Democrat overconfidence, buttressed by an allied media. Now, I don't know whether we sit here and we say to ourselves, okay, what does anybody really believe? I think it would be a mistake to sit here and say to ourselves that it is a done in, it's in the bag, that kind of thing, as far as as far as this election going on? If the Republicans want to consolidate the gains of their Trump revolution, it is perfectly doable right now. But he can't take nothing for granted. Gun owners, if you want to see a change, if you want to perpetuate freedom while we have the chance to do it, we won't always be here to have the chance to do it. We won't be here to take the chance to do it. But while we're here, let's stop being complacent. Let's get up. Let's go to the polls. Let's vote. I know some of you do without fail, without a doubt. And golly, I appreciate that. But some don't. Some don't. And I know some gun owners are not a gun owner like I am. But that's okay. If you believe in freedom, then you've got to believe in at least engaging on, you know, on vote day. We can't take anything for granted. The Democrats are taking it for granted, but they were taking it for granted in 2016. The media and the Democrats haven't learned yet. Even the Freedocons haven't learned to certain degrees. Now, I do not buy for one second that the American public is like looking at what's happening with Kavanaugh and saying to themselves, you know, this is perfectly the way it's supposed to be. I mean, Elena Kagan, 12% of the Republicans voted for Elena Kagan. There was nothing, and so it was a bipartisan appointment to the Supreme Court. Elena Kagan didn't have, I mean, Kavanaugh has reams and reams of material, and none of that could get him. So now we're talking about the possibility of him having done something that nobody remembers where, what day, what month. You know, we don't remember any of it, but we think he did it. We just can't take anything for granted. The Democrats are taking a whole lot of things for granted. And let them. There's nothing worse for them than losing. And when they, and I can't wait to see what happens if my forecast comes true. I have every confidence it will. Then again, I'm talking about the Republicans, and they find a way sometimes to just disappoint me so badly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley called out reporters on Thursday by saying the media was showing a bias in the covering of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
You folks can have something to do with this. Now, I would never use the word fake news. I consider you folks policemen for our democratic system of government. But I want to show you where some of you have bias. I've had demonstrators in my office for 2 weeks now, both for Kavanaugh and against Kavanaugh. And one time, the people that were for Kavanaugh wanted to be interviewed. And they said, We're only interested in interviewing people against Kavanaugh. Now, that's a bias that none of you should be proud of.
President Trump is in Rochester, Minnesota for another one of his Make America Great Again rallies. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. Long time ago, this kid came up with this idea about how to make gun control, how to show gun control for the folly that it is, that is impossible. And he decided to start printing 3D guns. And his name is Cody Wilson. I've had him on the show more than once. Haven't had him on the show in a while because, I'll be honest with you, I have reached out to him a couple of times, but it hasn't been something I've been real hot and heavy about because he succeeded in his goal. I mean, once those plans got out there, the Liberator, as bad of a pistol as it is, the point was made. Right now, there's a lot of questions about him. He has been accused of having sex with a minor. And he's in Taiwan. And they're unsure of when he left for Taiwan or why exactly he went to Taiwan. But he didn't board the return flight here to the United States. We'll get to that in a minute. Right now, the Austin police are working with international law enforcement agencies to try to extradite him back to Travis County. They're charging him with sexual assault because he had an encounter with a minor last month. on a website called sugardaddymeat.com. The age of consent in Texas, by the way, is 17. So this girl had to be under the age of 17. The girl in question told police she met Wilson at Bennu Coffee on the 500 block of South Congress Avenue in South Austin before they took Wilson's black 2015 Ford Edge to the Archer Hotel at 3100 block of Palm Way. There, the detective used surveillance footage to corroborate the girl's story, along with hotel records that showed Wilson rented a room at the hotel. The girl told police she and Wilson had sex at the hotel and that he paid her $500. I broached this subject to a few people that I know, and everybody wants to not talk about it. See, with Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh's been accused of something, right? And Kavanaugh's like, let me clear my name. Well, coming from Ars Technica, there's information that Cody Wilson has attempted to rent an apartment in Taipei this week, according to the United Daily News, a Chinese language media outlet based in Taiwan. They indicate that Wilson appears to have initially passed himself off as an American student living in the city. But after Wilson seemed to have secured an apartment by making an initial down payment, the rental agency reportedly recognized him and called the authorities. UDN writes that the area police and Taiwan's Criminal Investigation Bureau are now trying to again locate Wilson because they don't know where he is. There's a warrant out for his arrest. The United States Marshals are looking for him. As of today, coming from the Austin PD, there are no updates. And they're saying they can't confirm any of the Taipei or Taiwan reports. And that was today. The reported rental incident is at least the second media account of Wilson being on the ground in Taiwan. Earlier, the Taiwan News cited a Chinese language publication known as Apple Daily when reporting that Wilson was spotted at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Taipei after having arrived in the city on September the 6th. But Wilson checked out on September the 7th, according to Apple Daily, which today is what, the 20th? Given that his whereabouts are currently unknown, his arrest may not necessarily come very soon. But because his whereabouts are unknown, the United States Marshals officially distributed a press release along with a wanted poster to the American media. Brandon Fila, a Austin-based spokesman for the United States Marshal Service, said, "You have to realize here in Texas, with our nature being so close to the Republic of Mexico, we have a lot of fugitives. The only thing that's different in Wilson's case is the geographic location. Major difference between dealing with cases in Mexico versus Taiwan is that Mexico will extradite Americans who are wanted. China does not have a treaty like this with the United States, and Taiwan is considered by Beijing be part of the People's Republic of China, despite often acting as their own country. Even if they can't extradite him, if they find him, that's the thing, if they find him, they may not be able to extradite him, but they could possibly deport him. According to the Taiwan News, the National Immigration Agency would detain Wilson should he attempt to leave the island. Taiwan's Criminal Investigation Bureau has noted to the press that since Wilson has not committed any crimes in Taiwan, he cannot be arrested, but he could be ordered to leave the island. As of last night, the United States Marshal Service had not begun interviewing anyone that it believes may be connected to the case. Fila said, you want to know what he's willing to do. What is he capable of? What is his income? And who may foster him while he's a fugitive? Ars Technica has reached out to Cody, and he is not responding to them. Calls to Defense Distributed, according to this, went straight to voicemail. And the United States Marshal Service has a phone number out there for anybody that may know about his whereabouts. They want to, if you want to contact an anonymous tip line. Now, I understand that none of us are perfect, and if any of this is true, and I've had many conversations with Cody, if any of this is true, I'm simply going to say I just don't understand why this happened. I don't. I've seen some of the things that this girl says he has said. You know, and this, you know, the whole he said, she said thing. That part of it is very, you know, I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. The video they've got of the surveillance video with the timeline, with the vehicle, with the record of payment, at least at the motel, is problematic for me. It's problematic for me. So, on the one hand, Cody Wilson has done one thing that everybody out here has tried to do using tact, fact, data, you know, studies, all this other stuff. He's proven that gun control is a fool's errand. And for that, he should be commended. For this, if any of this is true, especially the part to trying to elude, that becomes very problematic for me. And it is, I take no pleasure in having brought this to you. And at the same time, I had no choice but to do so because it happened. It happened. I may have to do this about me one day. I may have to bring something that is horrible about me. And I will. Because when it happens, it needs to get out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
They are the best, without a doubt. And I mean, for the people that go and look at their website, you know, I tell you about this stuff and everything, but I mean, some people that go out and look at gun stocks, they're expecting to find something $500, $600, $700. That's not what you're going to find at Boyd's Gun Stocks. You're going to find something you can afford that is equally, if not more, superb than what you're looking at those higher prices. Go check them out. They are the best bang for the buck. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. U.S. District Court Judge Gloria Navarro has dismissed a class action lawsuit brought against Slide Fire Solutions as a result of the Mandalay Bay shooting, which, based upon this ruling, should put this to bed, in my estimation. It won't, but it should. Her decision turned on whether a bump fire stock qualifies as a component part of a firearm under the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act and is therefore protected from liability due to criminal misuse of an otherwise legal product. Federal judge for the District of Nevada issued an order on September 17th dismissing a class action lawsuit against Slide Fire Solutions, makers of the notorious bump fire stock. They had filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit pursuant to Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 12, parentheses B, parentheses 2, which governs personal jurisdiction, and 12B6, which covers failures to state a claim for which relief can be granted. The PLCAA was enacted by Congress upon finding that manufacturers and sellers of firearms are not and should not be liable for the harm caused by these who criminally or unlawfully misuse firearm products that function as designed and intended. Simply put, the statute requires courts to immediately dismiss unqualified civil liability actions. The term encompasses a few different things, but for the purposes of this discussion, it's going to mean civil actions brought by any person against the manufacturer or seller of a qualified product for damages or other relief resulting from the criminal or unlawful misuse of a qualified product by the person or a third party. And just as a quick aside, there are exemptions to this general rule And, you know, they're out there to be found. Go check them out. But based on the definition, the court was left to wrestle with whether a bump fire stock was a qualified product. In order to qualify, the bump fire stock needed to be found to be a firearm or a component part, which it isn't. Of course, Congress could not define the term component part because they're Congress. They can't do anything, which meant that the court had to give it meaning. Each party gave differing interpretations. Slide Fire arguing that it was a component part based on ATF's guidebook and ATF's determination letter, while the plaintiffs argued that they were accessories because they are added after a consumer purchases a fully functional rifle, require post-purchase installation, and are advertised as a way to enhance or overhaul a rifle in Slide Fire's promotional catalog. Court ultimately sided with Slide Fire on its interpretation that a bump fire stock was a component part. The court found, and the parties did not dispute, that a stock was a component part of a rifle. Gun grabbers, you guys are idiots. You really are. You're idiots. We don't know anything anymore than we did before about Paddock. And in the meantime, you're going after a piece of plastic. Piece of plastic. That no, and listen, I don't think Slide Fire stocks should be banned, nor do I think you're ever going to see me buy one. And Slide Fire, I'm sorry. I don't even think they make them anymore. But it's you know. Anyway. Moving on. It's past July. Bridger Petrini was working out his dogs for the upcoming bear season in New Mexico near the Colorado border. Petrini purchased his professional guide service 8 years ago from his dad, who started it in 1985. Bear season is opening up in less than 3 weeks, and his dogs had to be in shape for it. He had made some important appointments in Raton, the nearest town, for that afternoon. He was within a quarter mile of the house when the dogs unexpectedly found a bear and took off. And he and the dogs were so close to the house, his 10-year-old son and 13-year-old daughter saw and heard the dogs and the bear run by. Bridger's son called out and asked if he could come with his father to get the dogs, and Bridger told him to run the quarter mile to where Bridger was. They started after the dogs and the bear on a Kawasaki mule. A little while later, his wife Janelle called. Bridger's sister was visiting. She had never seen a bear in the wild. His wife suggested he come back and pick his sister up. Bridger told her he couldn't do that. He had to go get the dogs off the bear and back to the house so he could make his appointments. He said they could follow in his Toyota Tacoma hunting rig and catch up, and they might be able to see the bear. Bridger's sister, his wife, the Petrini's daughter, and their other two small children jumped into the pickup and started after Bridger, his son, and the dogs and the bear. The Mesa was not very large. It's not very large. The temperature, even at 6,500 feet, was in the upper 80s. The bear and the dogs heated up and slowed down quickly. They were fighting on this little bench right under a rim rock. It was strewn with refrigerator-sized boulders, some cedar trees, good size for the area, but too small for a bear to climb. Now, complacency is the enemy of everyone who works in dangerous situations. People do things hundreds of times. They start taking shortcuts. Bridger normally carries a Glock 20 and a Galco holster when he's hunting bears with clients. But this morning, though, he wasn't hunting bears, and he had no desire to shoot that bear. There was no client with him. He had to get the dogs off the bear so he could make his appointments in town. He'd taken dogs off bears and mountain lions hundreds of times before. His wife and family finally caught up with him. He told Janelle to park the vehicles in a little draw while he went up and called off the dogs. Then he grabbed the Glock 20 10mm pistol from his vehicle and shoved it in his waistband behind his cowboy belt. Loaded with 175-grain Hornady Critical Duty Flex Lock loads, 12 rounds in it. He doesn't want to mess up the springs in the magazine, I guess. The dogs and the bear were, by the sound, 150 yards away. So he left the vehicles, and his 13-year-old daughter started to follow him, but was called back by their mother, which was a good idea. When you hunt bears, hunters are worried about the wind and the bears seeing them. In Bridger's extensive experience, when a bear sees or smells a human, they run off. Mr. Bridger expected this bear to run away. He moved in toward the bear and the dogs, and the boulders made it easier to hop from one over to the next, and he was trying to navigate between them. This bear was big. and it was in the 400 pounds, and it was a cinnamon color phase of the black bear, and it was less than 20 feet away. He stood there, thinking that the bear is going to run at any minute once he saw or smelled the man. Bridger grabbed his phone because he was going to film this bear because you don't get to see that many like this. That bear had not read the rule book, and it didn't run. The bear saw Bridger turn towards him and squared up and flattened his ears, and his eyes locked on Bridger, who'd seen hundreds of bears in similar situations, and he knew that he had been targeted, and he dropped the phone and pulled the Glock. This is where everything slows down for him. He goes into something called tachypsychia, which is where everything slows down for him. Common occurrence in stress. The bear was coming for him. Bridger elected not to aim for the head. He didn't want to hit one of his dogs, so he triggered two or three shots aimed at the bear's body. The bear started to spin, snapping at the wounds about 6 feet away. Bridger tried to retreat. He turned and hopped to the next boulder, then the next. He was midair to the third when he saw the dogs moving past him, and he realized that was a bad sign. And as he landed and turned the big lock, the bear was right behind him, coming down on top of him, like an oversized linebacker. And before he could fire again, the bear was on him. And they went over the edge of the shelf together, tumbling down a steep, rocky slope in mortal combat. He was shooting during the fall. He doesn't remember that because, you know, they found brass casings all over the place. In the end, he killed the bear, and in order to get the bear had bitten down on his leg. They had to saw, they had to decapitate the bear to get his jaw to let loose. And Mr. Bridger is still in the hospital recovering from this. Complacency is a bad thing. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.